the fourth canto of the Bhagavad Purana tells that when you water the root of a tree, naturally that water extends to every part of the tree. The leaves, the branches, the twigs, and the flowers. And similarly, when we put seva, service to God, loving God in the center of our life, that love and that service extends to every living being. The Brahma Sutra tells Janmadya Shayataha. The Absolute Truth is the source of everything and everyone. We cannot love God and not love every living being. Because every living being is a part of God. And nature is the divine energy of God. There are so many problems, both in the way humans are living, with such enmity toward each other, such enmity toward other living beings, slaughterhouses, cruelty. It's considered normal in Kali Yuga. It is due to pollution within the ecology of human hearts. When through yoga, through the practice of our spiritual path, we clean the ecology of heart, of selfish passion and greed, envy, anger, illusion, then naturally it's like a cloud that dissipates so that the light of the sun can shine freely. The light of the sun of the soul, a part of God, God's grace can shine through us in everything we speak, everything we do. And unless we clean this arrogance and greed from our own hearts, then it's unsustainable to try to clean the environment, because the pollution outside of ourselves is simply a manifestation of what is within human hearts.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.